USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican saying he still hasn't heard from the White House regarding a requested meeting with the president on border security. Congress is voting later today on two pieces of immigration legislation. One is the DREAM Act.
DREAMers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
Congressman Raul Ruiz, head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The bills are expected to pass in the House. It's unclear if the Senate will take them up. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The Border Patrol is staying busy in South Texas. The agency saying they've encountered a large group of illegal aliens entering Hidalgo County this week. Agents taking a group of 154 people into custody on Wednesday. Former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says things are not getting better on the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have a full-blown crisis on our southwest border at the moment. I would say what has changed is the messaging out of the administration. Back in 2019, under President Trump, we had messaging as don't come because you will not be let into the country. We know that the vast majority of these folks do not qualify for asylum, but unfortunately today we have a different set of messaging and a different set of policies in place, which are encouraging. They are the pull factors that we see today, which is encouraging this crisis.
Weekly jobless claims on the rise. The Labor Department reporting 770,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington is gearing up for a battle over raising taxes as President Biden looks for a way to pay for his agenda, while Republicans are planning to dig in their heels ahead of the 2022 elections. Biden last week signed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and now congressional Democrats and the White House are turning their attention to infrastructure. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying they're proposing raising taxes on people making over $400,000 a year. Republican Representative from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, says raising taxes in the middle of a pandemic is a terrible idea.
Well, we hear the buzzwords, right? Paying their fair share, taxing the rich. What we're going to do, I mean, who do you think pays that bill? Hardworking Americans pay that bill. That money doesn't show up out of nowhere, and that's off the backs of hardworking Americans. I look at like a state like South Carolina, where we have Boeing in South Carolina there. They bring jobs there because of our low tax rates. And what the Biden administration is going to do is they're going to see an exodus. These jobs are going to go overseas where there's a lower corporate tax rate for many companies that do business around the world. And that's not putting America or American workers first.
Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox is considering whether to sign a bill that would require smartphone manufacturers to automatically enable filters on devices activated in Utah that prevent the user from accessing or downloading material that is harmful to minors, including pornography. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.